Everybody ready to rock?
Yes! Yeah. So,
we live for the rock.
50 years of live music.
My name's Jackson from WMMR. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for coming from 93.3 WMMR.
Live from the MM Archives.
So this is legendary, the one you're about to hear right now. It is from February 22nd of 1972. A living legend in this city, our DJ at the time, Gene Shea, who brought the first music from all kinds of people who were folk artists of the day to the consciousness of the people of Philadelphia, was the host of the show at Sigma Sound Studios downtown. And the lady who was there at the time was on her way up. Her name is Bonnie Raitt. The station championed her, much like we do a number of young bands these days. And although, as I've heard this over the years, it does sound like Bonnie has been clean and sober for a number of years, but it does sound like she might have had a beverage or two or a smoke or two. But it's a great version. And she told me one time when I was talking to her about it, she goes, "Do you know that I get requests for this song in Japan?" It was only on this recording originally, but bootlegged copies of it got around. And so it is with great pleasure that I open the vaults once again, as we do about this time every day, and introduce you to Miss Bonnie Raitt in her, probably her first visit through to Philadelphia, live from Sigma Sound Studios, doing the legendary Blender Blues on MMR.
We are here. We're at Sigma Sound. We made it across town. We're at Sigma Sound. Hi, this is Gene Shea, and we're trucking along here with some music that's going to make you happy and sad and feel good, because this lady knows how to do it. Here with Dan Freeberg on bass, T.J. Tindall on lead guitar, John Davis on harp. Let us give a very warm Philadelphia welcome to Bonnie Raitt.
This is a tune that I wrote a couple of Christmases ago, and I gave this friend of mine a blender for Christmas, and another friend of mine just came back from London, and he wrote another verse for it. It's just ridiculous. I'll see if I can stoop that low to put it in. Needless to say, this is a spoof. Let me be your blender, baby. Don't you know I can whip, chop, and puree? So special, honey, gives you everything you need. It's guaranteed to blend it right. It's built for comfort, not for speed. My motor's most unique. There's a style for every size. You push the right track, honey. Sit back and watch me osterize. Let me be your blender, baby. I can whip, chop, grate, cube, and puree. Jelly, ooh, honey, I'm gonna chop you up today. If you bring the right ingredients, I'll make any sauce you choose. A hollandaise or a mayonnaise, any recipe you use. I can whip some waffle batter, I can blend some dough for buns. And if we get done blending it early, we might even get some cooking done, yeah. Let me be your blender, baby. I got a cookbook on my own. I call it 1,001 ways, baby, to make my little motor I get up to a fine puree. You work those gears just right, we'll make a real love souffle. My motor never quits, I don't know how long you're gonna last. If you don't want your cubes diced, honey, you better push that button fast. Let me be your blender, baby, I'll whip the freshest cream in town. Can no one bear my wearing down? Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie Raitt, for playing for us all those years ago, 1972, hosted by Gene Shea from the vaults of the massive MM Archives. The legendary Blender Blues from Sigma Sound Studios. Jackson will give you an encore of that at 5:30 for driving home this afternoon, and then Bam Bam will play it again at 9:30 this evening. It's part of the history of a station that at the end of this month will turn 50 years of age.